Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us, and we want to thank our friends at Blog Talk for featuring this half hour with you guys. Our guest for this half hour is someone who's making his first appearance on the program. Author Edison McDaniels is here to talk to us not only about his journey as a writer, but what has been like for him to share his work with the world. His newest book is Not One Among Them Whole, a novel of Gettysburg. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of writing, but also his love of fiction and how, of course, it has been great for him to be able to incorporate some history in his work as well. Edison, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Cyrus. I appreciate being here.
Well, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations not only on the new book, Not One Among Them Whole, but also, of course, on your journey as well. Talk to us about this, because you're one of these individuals who has been able to, you know, to have what is, you know, for many to be a great profession, of course, in the medical field, but you also are able to share your passion as a writer as well. What has it been like for you to kind of enjoy the best of both worlds?
Well, it's been great fun. I am a surgeon, and I really love being a surgeon. It's a great privilege to be able to help people at what oftentimes is the worst moment in their lives or their loved ones' lives. But we all have to have things that capture our spirit in other ways as well. And writing does that for me, writing and reading. I absolutely love fiction. I read a great deal of it, and I've always had the urge to write and really the need to write, and it seems to sort of complete me.
Yeah. And so talk to us about that then. When did you first realize that, you know, that need to be able to write and then to be able to share that? Because I think for many people, Edison, that is the thing. They know it's something that they love, but it's the sharing part that is not always the easiest. When did you realize that that was something you had to do?
Yeah, that's funny. Well, when I was in the fifth grade, I wrote a report on South America that ran to 82 pages. And that may have been the start of it. I don't know. But I've always enjoyed writing. I absolutely loved my English courses in college. And I had an English professor who suggested that I might be wasting my talents by going to medical school and that I should become an author. In medical school, I actually wrote fiction for the school newspaper in my spare time. So I've just always enjoyed it. It's always been something near and dear to my heart, and I've always liked it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that, Edison, is that it, you know, and I thought about in prepping with this segment, you know, with you, that a lot of times, even I remember being told this, that you have to choose. That you have to choose what you're going to do. You can't think you're going to be able to do all of these things. You know, I mean, because, you know, maybe, you know, at the time, it seemed as though it was great advice, sound advice they were giving you. But do you find that by kind of bucking that, you then are not able to help people, as you mentioned, but also to release that something that is special for you that then other people get to benefit from that way as well?
I guess I do. You know, I absolutely love being a surgeon. I love stepping into that role and helping people, but I really need to be able to do more than that. And you know, maybe I have multiple talents. I don't know, but I really did not want to have to split myself, you know, my true passion by doing one and not the other. By doing both, I feel more whole. You know, there are days when I get home late and maybe I think about maybe not writing or reading, but it's very, very few and far between the days that I don't do at least some writing or read for an hour or so. I just have to do it.
And I think that's the thing. And not only have you, you know, been able to do it, you've also been able to get the response back, too. I know in prepping for this show, I was reading some of the things that people have said about you. When you hear what other people have to say, Edison, about your gift, and about the way that you've been able to share your gift. Is that a form of validation for you, that you are, for one, of course, you know, doing the right thing and following what you love, but also that you are doing something, you know, through words that people are enjoying?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I must say I've written probably 100 or 150 stories that I never published, and then a number of stories that I did, of course. In the beginning, it was really more for me. It was perhaps a form of therapy, something that I had to do. But as time has passed, I really have a great urge to share this stuff with other people. I think I'm fairly good at it. And it's great fun to hear from people and have them say, boy, you know, I read that story. It was very intense. And, wow, you can really write. Now, it's also, you know, not everybody says that. Some people say, well, you know, that was way out there. That's okay, too. That's okay, too. That means
right.
They read it and they have an opinion.
Right, exactly. And that's all that really matters. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Edison McDaniels is my guest. We're talking to him not only about his journey into writing, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Another thing that comes up as we transition into talking about the new book, Not One Among Them Whole, Edison, is your love of history. Talk to us about that and when you first realized that passion.
Well, my father was a World War II vet. He was at Omaha Beach on D-Day. He was an attorney and very passionate about military history, not just World War II, but other battles as well. And I grew up with him sort of regaling us at the dinner table about these various wars and how those who you know, do not study these things are doomed to repeat them. And he had a very strong sense that we really need to learn from history. So I've read a number of books on military history, various battles and whatnot. But I'm also a trained surgeon. I read a lot about trauma and whatnot. I'm a neurosurgeon, actually. And I don't really write about medicine, I have to say. I'm not really interested in the bureaucracy of medicine and things like that.
Right.
What I'm interested in is putting ordinary characters in extraordinary situations and watching how they work that out. And I'm not always sure how that's going to come out myself, but I worked on Not One Among Them Whole a long time, and it was just about the surgeons, and it seemed to be very intense but very flat. And then I talked to my wife, and she read it, and she said, yeah, you know, it's okay and stuff. But then the humanity started to come into it as I rewrote and rewrote and rewrote. And incidentally, I did 75 rewrites of this novel over a number of years.
Wow.
And just trying to make it better and better and better. And I think now it's really the humanity, the intensity, it's engaging, it's heartbreaking. At least that's what I like to think, and that's what people tell me. And so I sort of combined my love of medicine and my love of history, and took this era, this Civil War era, which was quite intense for the country, for everyone involved. And I've read a number of books on the Civil War, and none of them really, I felt, were able to capture the intensity, the essence of what the surgeons had to go through in that time. And that's, I think, what makes it unique and what makes it special. It's really about more than that, but a good deal of it is the surgeons as they're working in this very chaotic environment, a lot of carnage, and just very intense, and how they get through it.
Exactly. And I think that is the interesting thing here. I mean, you know, what I have always thought was interesting, Edison, was that it is amazing that really, you know, even though time does go on, that the more things change, the more they stay the same. When I was reading about Not One Among Them Whole, I thought about, you know what, there are people that we will find today that will mirror some of the characters that readers will find in your book. Do you think that's part of the relatability factor, Edison, that people are gravitating towards with the book?
Well, certainly these characters are, you know, they have real passions and real foibles, and they're real people. And they mirrored people around us today. It wasn't really my goal to do that, I suppose, but I think that they're people that you can identify with. Surgeons are people like everybody else. We have good days, we have bad days. We have crutches that we use to get through life. And these people, I mean, the title of the book, Not One Among Them Whole. Nobody came through that in one piece, whether it was physically, mentally, spiritually, et cetera. And that's life. That's really a microcosm of what life is all about.
Exactly. Totally agree. Edison McDaniels, everyone, is my guest. We're talking to him about his literary journey, how he's been able to balance that with his profession as a surgeon, but also his new book, Not One Among Them Whole, A Novel of Gettysburg. We're going to be telling you guys how you can find out more information about the novel in a little while. Edison, stay with us. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. When we come back, though, I want to talk about what it's been like for you to use the Internet to be able to connect with individuals. That's kind of how we were able to connect. Talk to you a little bit about that aspect and what it's been like for you to hear from individuals around the world because of it, okay?
Okay, very good.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary. How often have you asked God for water? Even in 2013, there are so many people without water. But you can help us bring fresh water to the Maasai people of Loita Hills, Kenya, by going to worldserveinternational.org and making a donation to the Loita Hills Maasai Project. Together we can save lives. The Loita Hills Maasai Project.
A Swift Writer Skill is for those who have the talent to put pen or brush to paper to create a unique and valuable piece of work. A Swift is always looking for new talents to enhance the literary, visual, and performing arts. For more information on how you can become a member of A Swift Writers Guild, visit www.aswiftwritersguild.com or call 1-866-302-0508.
The Parrot's Perch, a diabolical torture device designed to make the innocent confess. The Parrot's Perch, a novel based on actual events, depicts in graphic detail the horrific abuses that occur in Brazil. The Parrot's Perch, a lethal mix of wealthy Americans, sexy Brazilians, drugs, corruption, and torture. The Parrot's Perch by Karen Kelp, now available on Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with author Edison McDaniels. We've been talking to him about his literary experience, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Then, of course, his new book is Not One Among Them Whole, A Novel of Gettysburg. If you came in late in this part of the conversation, don't worry. We'll be telling you guys at the end of the broadcast how you can go back and listen to the podcast. But one of the ways you've been able to communicate with people, Edison, of course, is not just those around you, but because of the Internet. Talk to us about how that has helped you, and not only, one, getting the word out about the book and your work, but also being able to hear from your fans and readers as well.
Well, again, it's great fun. You know, it's almost all-consuming. You spend so much time writing and working on these things, and then when it comes time to get it out there, and you really want to get it out there, there's lots of ways, lots of things that can help you with that today that really didn't exist in the past. And that's what social networking is all about. I've been on Twitter for the first time in my life, and you could spend hours conversing with people about that. It's amazing. And then, of course, there's email. There's wonderful sites across the web where my book actually is being showcased. And these are things that I put up. In some cases, I might have to pay a few bucks to do it. In other cases, it's free. Sites like Author's Den and Scribe and Wattpad and things like that. And then, of course, Amazon is a wonderful thing. You can fill out your author page there, and people can go to that and look. And then I have my own website, surgeonwriter.com, where people can do that too, and I can put anything I want to up there, and I can tell a little bit about myself and my journey. And then, people write back to me, they email me, they send me tweets and stuff, and I also, as on Twitter, surgeon writer, I also will tweet a little bit about medicine and give some interesting facts and whatnot. And I've also written some things on hydrocephalus and other things having to do with neurosurgery. And I get a lot of feedback from people that maybe have hydrocephalus and say, "Oh, wow, you know, that's really, really cool." And then I can say, "Well, maybe you want to take a look at my book or something." But you know,
right.
it's just a fun time for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And what I like about the way that you're, you know, been going about it is that you have learned, I think, one of the basic things, and that is to be able to brand yourself. Surgeon Writer is how people can find you, as you mentioned, on, you know, of course, you know, through Facebook and Twitter. And I think one of the great things about that, as well as your website, one of the great things about that is that it makes it easy. It makes it very easy for people to be able to remember you, remember who you are, and I think to kind of use that as an identifier. So, you know, as people read your work, like Not One Among Them, Whole Edison, or, you know, other work that may be to come, what is your hope for them as far as what they realize is possible for themselves as well? Because I think that becomes a thing, too. You are, you know, as you mentioned, it's interesting that you said in this conversation that you like, of course, being a surgeon because you're able to help people. You also are helping people as a writer because you're inspiring them. What is that like to know that just by you're doing what you're doing, that you are inspiring other people to go for their own dreams?
Well, I wish that there had been such people around when I was younger. You know, I wish that when I was applying for medical school and coming out of college that I had some role models, people who I could actually talk to. Now, there have been many, many physicians who become writers over the years, and you can look at them, but to actually be able to interact with them, I think, is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
I like the fact that people can go out there and look at my work and say, wow, this guy, he's a neurosurgeon, but he's able to write, and this stuff is, you know, pretty decent stuff. And maybe I can chase my dreams and do the things I want to do. Oftentimes, my wife gets kind of upset at me because we'll go to a party and somebody will say, you know, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a writer. She wants me to say, you know, well, what about all those years you spent learning surgery, you know, 7 years of residency, and all that kind of stuff? And I don't know. I tend really these days more to lean towards the writing when I'm out in public and talking to people rather than the neurosurgery. Neurosurgery is something I do. I'm very good at it, and I have lots of experience in it. But it's the writing that captures me spiritually, and I think in the long run, it's what I'm going to be known for if I'm known for anything down the road.
Yeah, really good point, and I'm glad you made that point. And I like the way you said that. Edison, again, Edison McDaniels, everyone, is my guest. He's the author of the book, Not One Among Them Whole. Edison, let our listeners know again. I know we just mentioned it a moment ago, but let them know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can get their own copy of the new book.
Sure. Well, I'm on Twitter at SurgeonWriter, SurgeonWriter. They can find me on Facebook under Edison McDaniels. I have an author page there. They can feel free to email me, edison@surgeonwriter.com. Very easy. My first name, @surgeonwriter.com. They can check out my website. And my books are on Amazon. I have several books up there, actually, and Not One Among Them Whole is just my latest. And they can find me on some of these other sites like Scribe and Authors Den and Wattpad and things like that. I'm always coming up with, I'm looking for new and different ways to get in contact with people and whatnot. So.
All right. Well, I should let our listeners who are also subscribers to our magazine, you can actually look for Edison's ad for Not One Among Them Whole. It's going to be coming up in our brand new issue of the magazine featuring the one and only Jackie Collins here in just a couple of weeks. So definitely look forward to that. And Edison, you know, it's great to be able to share the message of the book here and your work here. And I know it's going to inspire other people. So thank you so much for taking out the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been fun.
All right. Edison McDaniels, everyone, has been my guest. Again, the book is entitled Not One Among Them Whole. Make sure you do check him out on his website at surgeonwriter.com. And then, of course, as you mentioned, he has a Facebook fan page, and also he's on Twitter at surgeonwriter. We actually tagged him both on Facebook and Twitter on our pages. So if you go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb, you'll find the link for him there. You also, I mentioned earlier, if you guys came in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. You can find it by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you are friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's available already. And as I mentioned, we also tagged Edison as well. Just click on that link. You can go back and listen to the replay completely for free, and also use the buttons there to share it with your friends so you let them know about Edison, what he's doing professionally, as, of course, as a surgeon, but also as an author as well. And I love what he said about when people ask him what he does, you know, he says that he's a writer. I mean, I think that's the thing. You know, when you have a passion for something, it's hard not to share that with people, and that's exactly what he's able to do. So, again, Edison McDaniels, everyone, surgeonwriter.com is the website. Not One Among Them Whole is the new book, so make sure you guys do check it out. Going to take a break here. Remember, at the top of the hour, I'll be speaking with author Lori Boris. Really excited. This is her second visit, actually, on the program. We're going to be talking to her not only about her literary journey, but her brand-new book, Don't Tell Anyone. It's a great read. If you remember Lori from last time, she's definitely one of those who keeps you guessing. We're going to talk to her about the book and what she hopes you take away from it. Again, you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. To take us out, here is John Jones with Karma Man. We'll be back with more Conversations Live in 5 minutes.
Practical use. love.